Paul Brandl is with us. Paul is from the director of the Macrosity Art Center that's in downtown Grand Rapids. We get a chance to check in with her once a month, and lots of things happening in July. The opening exhibit is the opening reception is tonight.
It is
5 to 7.
5 to 7, free and open to the public.
All right.
We have two great exhibitions. One of them is Jill Jevney from right here in Jacobson, Minnesota. And her exhibition is called Prophets and Revolutionary. And her work examines the lives of historical and modern-day visionaries that shape and define our culture, technology, and politics. There's a lot of work. One piece includes 52 different pieces that all are made up of a different prophet or revolutionary. And people included in that piece are Muhammad Ali, Charles Darwin, Jesse James, Christopher Columbus, Elvis Presley, and they're all small collages. They're really cool, and I would encourage everyone to come down and look at them. It's really worth spending some time going through all of these pieces.
Is it Muhammad Ali? Is it a picture of Muhammad Ali? Is it something that's handmade by?
Yes, it is a picture of him.
Oh, okay.
What are you seeing, John?
I see Muhammad Ali fighting Superman. Superman's throwing a right cross. Muhammad Ali's going to the midsection.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Mr. Darwin there?
Mm-hmm.
And a Wheaties box.
And they're small, almost shadow box-like collages, about the size of a deck of cards.
Really?
So they're very small.
Oh, my gosh.
They're very intimate. You just have to come and look at them.
Yeah, Jill Jevney. Now, she is the wife of KXE volunteer, award-winning volunteer, Robert Jevney.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see her work. Sounds very cool. And who's in the Minnesota Gallery?
The Minnesota Gallery is Brad Benn, and he lives in Edina, but he's been involved at Macrosity for a long time, ever since Macrosity moved to the location downtown. He works with ceramics and incorporates fish into all of his work. So he does some functional pieces like baking dishes, platters, things like that, that have fish for the handles or something like that. And the other pieces are just wall-hanging ceramic fish, and there's all sorts of different species.
Hmm.
I myself am not a fisherman, but I can tell you that there are walleyes, trouts, rock bass, regular bass.
Any muskies?
You know, I don't think I saw any muskies.
Crappies?
Yes, and sunnies.
Mm. And sunnies.
Right. And there are a ton of them. The Minnesota Gallery is literally swimming with fishes. So it's a really good show, and it's fun to look through and see all the different fish. Now, he uses fish as a mold, like fish that he or his wife actually catches.
Oh.
So they're true to, they look exactly like a fish, but he experiments with the color and the glazing of the fish, so they might not be true to color.
Very cool. So the opening reception is tonight. Will the artists be there?
Both artists will be there. They will both talk about our work and about their work. It should be a really good opening.
Now, if people are out kind of, you know, on the beach all day or on the lake and stuff, do you have to get all gussied up to come to an opening reception at the Macrosity?
Absolutely not.
Do you have to throw on a fancy hat or anything, for example?
No. Oh, no fancy hats required.
Wouldn't that be funny to do that?
Because I have a special hat I like to wear out.
It's, you do?
It's a
you
black
do.
Hat I have, yeah. And I like to wear that out a lot.
I think one month maybe you could do that. You could say you can't come in unless you have a fancy black hat to wear.
Yeah, like,
Now that's got to be a pretty big one, huh, John?
Very big hat.
Yeah.
It's actually almost like a helmet. So large.
Great. Well, you know what? Tonight we are going to have refreshments, food. It's free, open to the public. We have a wonderful sponsor. It's Personnel Dynamics, and we couldn't put on this reception or have these shows without the support of our community.
Personal Dynamics, big supporter of you, and they're supporters of KXE. Yep. They believe in community.
Yes.
Now, that's certainly not the only
thing
going on. We are encouraging people. We've been talking about July 17th a lot here at KXE because it's the 6th Annual Mississippi River Festival, but there's other things to do on that day that you could kind of float between them, right?
Absolutely. We are having the Downtown Art Fair that day. And it's going to be in the parking lot just adjacent to McRosty, and that's downtown Grand Rapids at the corner of First Avenue Northwest and...
Wait a minute, where's it going to be?
Old Kramer's parking
lot. Old Kramer's parking lot, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm not from Grand Rapids,
so you can't say that.
I don't know what Kramer's
is. Now I know exactly where it's at.
Yes. First Avenue Northwest.
Old Kramer's parking lot.
Yes.
Just south of the
street. You have to wear a hat to the art fair.
Well, it could be sunny, so you might want to wear a hat.
Okay.
But it starts at 9, goes to 5:30. There will be artist vendors, artist demonstrations, children art workshops, and food. This, too, is free and open to the public. Of course, food and artwork prices will be determined by the individual vendors, but... let me just tell you guys about the demonstrators that we're going to have.
Please do.
We have Karen Olson. She's going to be doing pottery demonstrations, and she's going to be demonstrating the slab work. So that's where you roll out the clay and work with it that way. We also have Nathan Bray, who's going to do pottery as well, but we're going to bring one of our wheels outside from the art center, so he'll be throwing out there. We have Michelle Carlson, who's going to be doing rose mauling. And Catherine Peters is going to be demonstrating two different things. She makes antler baskets and also does some chair caning. So there'll be those two different workshops. And then we have Lori Worthing, who's going to be working with the children and doing a children's painting workshop all afternoon.
When you say Karen Olson's doing slab, what does that mean?
She'll be demonstrating the slab construction, and that's a method of creating ceramics.
Oh.
So it's where you roll out the
clay
and make it flat like a pancake, you know, and then you can
form
it around things.
Oh, I see.
You know, you can make a baking dish with walls or build anything, basically.
Good.
Another thing that's going to be going on is we're going to have an art raffle that day. So when you're at the art fair, you can purchase raffle tickets to win great art prizes.
Yeah. Sounds good. And then like during a lull, you could come down and listen to some music. And then maybe during a lull in the music, you could go up and look at some art.
Absolutely.
I mean, the day is filled.
Very walkable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe three blocks apart. Yep. So it's going to be fun. And I encourage people to go to both events. And there will be about 35 artist vendors at this art fair, so in a wide variety of media, from ceramics to painting to printmaking, glasswork, jewelry.
Sounds great. That's the Downtown Art Fair put on by the McCrosty Art Center, Saturday, July 17th from 9 a.m. to 5:30 at the old Kramer's parking lot, the intersection of Highway 2 and First Avenue.
You know,
Northwest.
And we do have some... that project is supported by the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council through an appropriation from the Minnesota State Legislature, and they're helping us put on the artist demonstration piece of the event, and we're just so excited to have that funding, and also thanks to our sponsor, Greater Insurance Service, for that event.
All right.
Sounds great. Thanks, Paula. You got big plans for the 4th, besides the opening reception, of course.
The opening reception, and then after that, I am headed to Cotton, Minnesota.
Cotton?
Oh, yes. What you doing in Cotton?
One of my sister-in-law's families has a cabin there on a lake.
Fun.
And it's really cool. It's an old logging camp, so there's a lot of little log structures, and it's a nice lake that's fairly private. There's not a lot of boat traffic or anything.
Did you pick up any sparklers or anything?
I didn't, but there are two other cabins on this lake that kind of have a fireworks competition, but I don't know if we'll be participating this year. I didn't buy any sparklers.
Okay.
Sounds good. If you want more information about the McCrosty Art Center and their events, go to mccrostyartcenter.org, or you can find them on Facebook as well. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you.